This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Nepal Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli resigned today amid widespread violent protests across the country following government's ban on social media platforms. Mr. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths of several people during the protests yesterday. Gen Z protesters also targeted the residences of several political leaders and ministers in Kathmandu Valley and other districts, hurling stones and setting property on fire. We now go live to our Kathmandu correspondent, Shweta Singh, for more updates. Shweta, what is the latest you have on the current situation there?
Nepal's Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli steps down after 19 protesters were killed and more than 300 injured during nationwide demonstration on Monday against corruption and misrule. He submitted his resignation to President Ram Chandra Podel. Now Nepal has technically come under President's rule. Chief Secretary of Government of Nepal, Nepal Army Chief, DG Border Security Force, DG of Nepal Police and other senior officials have issued written requests to the public to maintain peace as political parties are discussing to bring out peaceful solution in the present situation. Youth continues to protest on roads and government building have been attacked. On Tuesday, Singh Darbar, Supreme Court, Chief Advocate Office and Parliament building is also torched along with houses of many political leaders and current ministers. Kathmandu's Tribhuvan International Airport is closed as curfew continues till further notice.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Meanwhile, government has advised Indian citizens to defer travelling to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has asked Indian citizens presently in Nepal to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers +977 980 860 2881 and +977 981 032 6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Airlines, including Air India and Indigo, have cancelled their flights between Delhi and Kathmandu in view of the closure of the Nepal's Tribhuvan International Airport amid anti-government protests. The voting for the vice presidential election was held today at the new parliament building in the national capital. The fight is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and India bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. We are now joined by our correspondent Anupam. Anupam, what update do you have on the vice presidential election?
Yes, Anuja, the voting for vice presidential election ended a little while ago. It continued for 7 hours. The counting of votes will begin after 1 hour at 6 p.m. and the result is expected after 7 p.m. Anuja, the total number of members in this electoral college comprising of members of Lok Sabha and Raj Sabha for this vice presidential election is 781 and the majority mark required to win the election is 391. At present, NDA has support of 425 MPs. On the other hand, opposition bloc has a support of little over 300 MPs, which is below the majority mark. However, counting of votes, after the counting of votes, the nation will know who will be the next vice president of India.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Thank you, Anupam, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation in Gurdaspur city of flood-hit Punjab. Mr. Modi reached Gurdaspur after reviewing the flood-affected regions of Himachal Pradesh, where he reaffirmed the centre's commitment to stand with those impacted by the natural calamity. Mr. Modi held high-level discussions with state authorities in Himachal Pradesh and chaired a review meeting to evaluate the ongoing relief and rescue operations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.